May and June see the lowest tides of the year. For Heidi Herman, that means just one thing: seaweed harvesting season.
We get a handful of friends out. We go early in the morning. The tides are always these crazy hours, maybe 5, 4:30 a.m. We hike down. It's maybe about a half a mile down to the coastline, and the water's extremely receded. A couple hundred yards of kind of rocks and sea kelp that are out there. It's very slippery. It's kind of misty and cool, but it's stunning. There's starfish you see, and all these anemones, little crabs. There's even an octopus I saw in a tide pool. But we go looking for all the different seaweed varieties.
Herman, of Strong Arm Farm in Healdsburg, sells fruits, vegetables, flowers, seeds, and herbs, like many other farmers in the county. Her seaweed line, though, makes her unique.
I'm the only commercial harvester in Sonoma County. That makes me the closest to supply it to San Francisco region, which is a boon for business. So we'll harvest them cut with a shears off from the rocks. Only when they're living are they of the top quality. This year is about 1,500 pounds. It's a lot. It's in response to demand.
Bay Area restaurants are using seaweed more and more these days, in salads, over crackers, and mixed into cocktails. But seaweed makes its way into far more than just upscale restaurant fare.
My name is Jeff Johnson, and I'm managing member of Seaweed Industry Association. There are so many amazing products that are coming online in so many different areas: food, health and nutrition, personal care, agriculture, fertilizers, and then even new products that you wouldn't think of, like packaging, papers, and all kinds of interesting new products that maybe you thought would have been made from plastic, but now we're starting to figure out how to make them from seaweed.
One of the biggest trends, says Johnson, are snacks, especially the Korean-style roasted seaweed. It can also be used as a salt replacement or a flavor additive. Most global seaweed production comes from large farming operations in Asia. About 20 million tons are harvested each year. Commercial producers in the U.S. are primarily in Maine and Connecticut, where some shellfish farms have converted to seaweed production. On the West Coast, most seaweed is harvested from the wild, the way Herman does it.
We harvest it from the ocean, we lug it out up a cliff and then out a bluff, and then drive back to Healdsburg and dry it out on screens.
Seaweed harvesting is open to anyone, with a limit of 10 pounds per day, all year round. More than that requires a commercial permit from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Relatively speaking, seaweed is a good source of nutrition, filled with protein, vitamins, and minerals. Unlike mushrooms, all seaweed is edible, so there's no need to worry about poisoning. Herman cautions, however, that seaweed collecting still needs to be done carefully.
There is a limited supply. The varieties that I harvest, they are in abundance if they're harvested properly so they can regenerate, and if they're not over-harvested. We switch our harvests over about 4 beaches. We'll pick just a few off each plant. We won't kind of clear-cut a plant out. And most of the seaweeds, they are perennial. And so there's a way to cut them so they'll regenerate even within that year and still create spore on the leaves.
And simply the act of harvesting, she says, has given her new appreciation for the ocean.
I don't surf, and it would be cold out there and windy, and you take a look and then go away again. And so this is a way to really interact and kind of taste that nutrition and local harvest, and it's a free source of food and protein. I eat it every day in all my dishes.
Herman gives local talks through groups such as Daily Acts for those interested in harvesting and cooking seaweed for themselves. I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.